Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, Danny Thompson. He's the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Helen Foley, Trey Abney, and Brian Wachter. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Thompson. He is the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Nice to be back, Sam.
Catch us up on what just happened in the last 24 hours.
A lot of things just happened. I think probably the saddest thing that happened was a rule change in the Senate yesterday that, in effect, doesn't allow the minority party to introduce an amendment unless the majority of party approves it. And I've never seen anything like that. I've been here 35 years. You have to offer the other side the opportunity to oppose things or to present their own ideas. And especially at this time of the session, I mean, you're at the end where things are starting to gel. All of the bills now, most of them have had hearings. Well, they all have had at least one hearing in one house. They're now in the second house deadline coming up on Friday, and people are going to want to make changes. And this rule change says that the majority leader in the Senate will appoint three people, two Republicans and one Democrat. And so, and unless they approve your amendment, it's not going to be heard and or not even introduced. And I've never heard of such a thing. I don't think you should be doing that. I think it's a bad idea, and I wouldn't care if the Democrats did it. Whoever did that, they should not do that. You should have open debate on every issue there, whether you like it or not.
Okay. I mean, you know, there are people on the other side that are going to say this is kind of payback for the fact that, you know, over the years the Democrats wouldn't let the Republicans have hearings on the issues that they wanted to have things done. Now they've got the majority, they're pushing on through. Do you believe they have...
Well, a hearing is one thing, right? But when you get to the floor, and when you get to the floor as a group, everyone should have the opportunity to present their own ideas. And if I can't even present my own ideas, that's not right. I mean, you know, getting a hearing on a bill, that's always been that way. And both when the Republicans controlled, I served in the minority in 1985. That's always been that way. That's nothing new. But when you get to the floor, when you get to the chambers, that's where people should be allowed. And I don't care if you agree with them or not. They should be allowed to present their ideas. They were elected by a constituency to come there and represent them. And that's what it's really about. You have to respect each and every member's office. whether or not you respect them. You have to respect their office.
Pat Hickey said quite a few weeks ago that he thought that perhaps the Republicans were going too far in not making accommodations to the Democrats, because if the Democrats retake power in either House in the next session, that there's going to be a lot of blowback because of what happened in this session. Do you think he's right about that?
Yeah, I think he is. And I say yes because I served for 10 years. I served in the majority for two sessions and then in the minority for a session, and then came back for two more sessions in the majority, and there always is. And I think that's partially what's going on now. So, that's all normal. But this rule change to stop people from being able to present their ideas is not right.
All right,
or
so
solutions.
At this point in time, and all the way through a session, the governor is going to need Democrats to help pass his tax plan or a form of tax plan. Do you think this is going to hurt that?
Well, I don't know about that. I do know right now that, you know, in order to pass a tax or a fee, you need a two-thirds vote. And, you know, the Democrats in the Assembly have made it pretty clear. Their leadership has made it very clear that there's certain things they want. And, you know, they want education funded. The governor's tax package is not widely supported in the business community.
Say the least.
Yeah, to say the least, for obvious reasons. And I understand the reasons. I mean, and they're valid reasons. And so it's going to hinge on that, on getting the budget passed with adequate funding to fund education and to fund the state in the future.
Do you feel that the governor's plan is the best plan, or do you feel the assembly plan is the best plan, or do you not care, you just want to see the budget funded?
It's not that I don't care. I mean, we opposed question three.
Came out very loudly and opposed it.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the question three would have been devastating to some of our businesses that we represent, and so we opposed it. I think that in the end, I think everyone should get around whatever they come up with. All the sides are going to hammer out, what's best for them. And I think it's incumbent on everyone to support whatever comes out of that process.
What did you think about the piece that Patricia Farley, the state senator, put out, Republican state senator, about the minimum wage and going to 9%?
Well,
And raising, by the way, beyond just raising the minimum wage, because you and I have had many discussions about raising the minimum wage, but she gives a lot of reasoning as to who the minimum wage really applies to in the state of Nevada, what percentage are living on the minimum wage versus entry-level jobs and all that kind of thing. But give me your overall thought.
I support raising the minimum wage. I ran the campaign. The group that I represented, which was businesses, some businesses and community groups, spent $3 million putting that in the Constitution. We put it in the Constitution so the legislature couldn't change it. Now, there's a question, and there was a single bit of testimony on that bill from an attorney from Henderson, I can't recall the gentleman's name, that said you can't change it this way because it's in the Constitution, and I think that is a question. A real question, because it's in the Constitution, and I don't know that there's that leeway to just legislatively change it. My problem with the way it was done. That minimum wage increase was attached to a bill that eliminated the 8-hour day. So you're slashing.
There's been a lot of that going on this session.
There's been a lot of slashing wages for workers, and I have to tell you, the middle class.
No, but attaching things. Are positive for
Republicans,
but
something that you don't want. So that bill is one of many that is hurting the middle class. I mean, you're doing away with overtime for low-wage earners.
Basis versus a weekly basis.
Daily versus weekly. Right now, Nevada has an 8-hour law that says after 8 hours, you get paid overtime. Now, it is inconvenient, admittedly, for many businesses. I mean, they have to pay you if they make you stay more than 8 hours. But Sam, if you're a single mom working at some job that isn't some high paying job, and you have to stay beyond your shift, the daycare center is charging you overtime for every hour you leave your child there. Your employer will not have to pay that anymore under this bill. And so I'm not against raising the minimum wage. I think that was a good thing to do. I think it's good for everyone. But the way they did it, they put it in a bill that did away with the 8-hour day. And I have to tell you, those are the kinds of things that have went on this entire session. You know, put something in a bill that people hate in a bill that they love. And so...
Which is all about the election in 2016.
Well, I will tell you, though. Let me just tell you. I've been here 35 years. I've been in this business 35 years. You can do a lot of things to the voters, but you, when you get in their pocketbook, you have made a fatal mistake. And, you know, this is one of many prevailing wage.
All right. Let's hold that thought. We have to make some money here.
Okay.
Because we don't get overtime here either. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson of the AFL-CIO. You wanted to talk about PERS and the PERS reforms.
Well, prevailing wage.
Prevailing wage. Let's start there.
The bills that they've passed flies in the face of what the governor said. On the third day of the legislature, they passed a bill that eliminated prevailing wage payments on school construction and university work. The same day they did that, the governor's leader of economic development was testifying in the money committee that the governor wants good-paying jobs that ensure Nevadans go to work. That's what prevailing wage does. It sets a standard in the county that you work that says you can't pay less than this on a public works project, which is your tax dollars. And so, that bill flies in the face of what the governor says. And there are numerous bills on prevailing wage. All that bill does is slash construction workers' wages who are Nevadans, who are taxpayers, who have families and live here. What you're going to do is you're going to ensure that these jobs will go to out-of-state contractors. It's prevalent in states who have done away with their prevailing wage laws. These contractors will come from Arizona and Utah and Idaho and do these jobs. And you don't have to look any further than the school that was bid during this process at West Wendover, where it went to an out-of-state contractor. And the non-union contractor from Las Vegas pulled out of the bid because he's, I can't compete with those guys who have questionable workers. And
okay,
that's a problem. But
let me ask you this, though. I mean, again, do you think that there was Republican overreach here, that there would have been a middle ground that Democrats could have agreed to that would have had a better version of this prevailing wage? Because you know as well as I do, I can take you to meetings with lots of contractors who will tell you that prevailing wage is firing up the cost
of
all these projects.
Every person in that Senate hearing that testified in opposition was either a contractor or a worker. We didn't even testify against it with all contractors. It hurts non-union contractors just like it hurts union contractors. You can't say, I want everyone in Nevada to have good paying jobs that ensure you go to work, but construction workers don't. That doesn't apply to them. That doesn't work. And especially when it's their tax dollars, too, that are being spent. That's a mistake. And I'm going to tell you, you talk about overreach. I don't know how far the overreach is. I can tell you, though, that I served in the majority in 1983. And in 1985, the Republicans took control of the assembly. They introduced a bill to do away with prevailing wage. They introduced a bill that changed the public employees' retirement system, which we haven't even talked about yet. And they introduced a bill that said you couldn't go on strike. The next election, every one of those people lost their election, and the Democrats retook control of the assembly. And they've had it up until this session. And this session, the exact same bills.
But these are the bills that they've wanted to raise for years now, and the Democrats wouldn't allow them, and so they've got power.
But there's a good reason.
We're running out of time, okay. So let's hit PERS then.
Okay. That's another example. I mean, slashing people's wages and cutting their retirement and doing away with their overtime are not going to lead to a better Nevada. They are not going to lead to a tax system that's broken and gets fixed. You're only going to fix that when you put people back to work and they make enough money that they can take care of themselves and not be reliant on the state. And so the things that they are doing are not really solving any problems, really. I mean, what people believe are the problems.
But do you believe PERS is on a solid foundation financially going forward without any reforms?
Financially, PERS is one of the best-run systems in the United States, best-run large systems in the United States. It's like... You know, saying PERS has got a problem is like saying, okay, Sam, you got to pay your mortgage off today. That's not the way a retirement system works. These people don't get Social Security. To change that system has an $800 million price tag to it, and then the state would have to start paying Social Security on these employees that they currently are not.
But Robeson's plan says that it'll save $1 billion over 10 years.
Look, tinkering with this thing every 2 years doesn't make sense. You got to let the thing catch up to itself. I know that some of my people have agreed to some changes that they see as the lesser of two evils. But at the end of the day, that doesn't solve our budgetary problem. We've got a tax system that's broken, that doesn't provide an adequate education. The lowest education rate in America is not acceptable.
Okay, and sadly, we are out of time.
But
as always, you are welcome back anytime.
Thanks,
on this
Sam.
Program.
I love to come
always
back.
A pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
What's Jennifer Lopez's secret for building lean, sexy muscle?
Tasty Shake Protein by Body Lab. Because when I eat better, I feel better.
Tasty Shake delivers 15 grams of delicious protein in just 90 calories.
Be the girl of your dreams.
If you have a structured settlement, you may have noticed settlement payments that used to be enough aren't quite keeping up with today's demands. Call 866-820-9505 now, and Peachtree Financial Solutions could change your structured settlement or annuity payments into the money you need now. Money you could use to pay off debt, money to buy a car, or even money to buy a house. Call 866-820-9505 now. For a limited time, you may even qualify for a $250 bonus.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Brian Wachter is here, Senior Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. Helen Foley is here, partner with Fess Foley Warren. And Trey Abney, Director of Government of Relations for the Chamber. Pleasure to have you all here. Thank you. Do you want to continue on where Danny left off in terms of the rule changes, for example?
Well, you know, the person with the power gets to make the rules. And I've never seen anything like this. It's been a fun thing to watch. We need a bag of popcorn and sit up in the gallery. It's very interesting. We haven't had rules like this since 1960 when they were abolished in the Senate. It's pretty crazy, but...
But what does this mean in the end? And we're coming rapidly to the end.
Well, we would like to have the end on the 2nd of June. It's looking doubtful at this point. Although, if they can get the budget taken care of, then policy issues can go by the wayside. When there is a special session, the governor is the only person that can decide what is going to be considered. So it really limits what's happening, as long as they get that budget taken care of.
Okay, and every day that it takes closer to that, the governor gains more strength. Your thoughts, Trey?
No, I agree. I mean, obviously, I think the idea behind this rule change was to make things move quicker and get done on time. That's the argument, right? Because we've seen it both, I think, on the Uber bill and on the daily overtime bill. Democrats kept proposing amendments that put Republicans in tough spots, right? We'll increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and you see all the Republicans vote no. But the other side of that coin is, you know, by doing this and ticking off everybody, at least everybody on the other side, they could slow things down too and not get the easy stuff that should have been easy and have been easy for the past, you know, 100 days may have just gotten more difficult because of this move.
What do you think about Danny's position on prevailing wage and how bad he thinks the changes are?
Well, I think we need to come at prevailing wage with an overall solution. I mean, we've been looking at it, you know, certain pieces of it when it comes to prevailing wage on school construction jobs and prevailing wage on other issues. And I think the business community, too, deserves some of the responsibility for how prevailing wage has come across because, quite frankly, a survey gets sent out. Everyone's supposed to fill out the information on what you pay, and the labor commissioner compiles that number. There's a lot of businesses that need to fill that survey out that don't fill that survey out. So I think there's a general process that needs to be in place that can fix some of these issues, and they should be. I mean, at the end of the day, Danny's workers are our customers, and so we need an overall solution to the problem.
You're looking at middle ground there. Helen, do you see that middle ground?
I agree with Brian, and there are a lot of contractors that really like prevailing wage. There are problems with it. It should be fixed. It shouldn't be thrown out.
All right, let's talk about where we think we're going as far as a special session goes.
I mean, special sessions aren't that special anymore. I mean, this is my fifth session. Every single one we've had at least a special session right afterwards. It lasted a few hours up to a day or two. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, come the stroke of 1 a.m. That they don't get everything they need to get done. And they'll have a small one. Now, some people are saying we could go months and months, and I'll let Brian speak to that. We will have a special session, but again, it probably won't be that special.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Brian, because I think you need to walk something back here.
I don't think I need to walk anything back, Sam, but what I do think is...
That's what you said on the program previously.
I have on the past, last week, said, you know, I don't think we're going into a special, and I still maintain that logistically for the policy bills, for the general how to end session, I think both Roberson and Speaker Hamburg are very capable of ending session on time. I think... The closer we get, we're down to 20 days. I think the closer that we get where we don't have not only a final budget, because we don't know, you know, what that final budget looks like, but more that we don't have a revenue package, I think that's going to compel us to go forward. And I'm not sure an agreement on some sort of hybrid plan or a compromise is in the cards to be reached anytime soon.
And that's my question too, Helen. I mean, as you're hearing the conversation in the hallways, you know, what are the discussions going on behind closed doors about some kind of hybrid between the governor's plan and the assembly plan?
Well, I wish I was behind those closed doors and I could tell you better. I don't know what a hybrid plan is. I don't know how you have a gross revenue margin tax type of proposal and the MBT. I would think it's closer to the MBT plan, that there are more votes for that. You know, as far as special sessions are concerned, when I was in the legislature, we didn't have the 120-day time limit, so we would just go on forever, and it was difficult.
That's why we ended up with 120 days.
That's right. But in all of the years since the 120 days have gone into force, there's only been one session that ended on time, and all the rest have had special sessions.
And there's also a lot of planning that goes on for 18 months or so before a session. So it's not like we really have a 120-day session. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. Talk about how the Uber bill sailed through yesterday.
Well, it went down a couple times in the past few weeks with the partisan wrangling, and the way they really greased the skids at the end of the day was added $70 to $100 million, depends on whose estimate you believe in. They put a 3% tax basically on every cab and non-cab, every Uber ride, and that's going to fund the medical school in Las Vegas, highway fund, and other things. So that really got the votes, and Democrats voted no in the Senate last week. This week they came back with a new revenue number.
Everybody in the state wants Uber. It's all over the world, and we have technology and all sorts of conventions.
Except the taxi industry in this state.
Oh, you know what? The rest of America wants Uber, and so do we.
And I'm just excited we have a new company coming in that's paying us instead of us paying them.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Class Act.
Along with SSGA You Promise 529 Plan, Reno Aces, and Circus Circus. One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
We all try to eat right, we try to exercise, but sometimes we all need an extra boost. That's why, to make sure my metabolism keeps working as hard as I do, I choose the 7-Day Ultra Fast Slim Kit by Body Lab.
This advanced system works three ways to accelerate results. It naturally cleanses to flush out unwanted toxins, helps reduce belly bloat, and revs up your metabolism to burn the fat.
It's time to be the girl of your dreams with Body Lab.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Hambrick. We'll see you then.